KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In the news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports this morning that charges have been filed in connection with a double fatal accident that occurred on Highway 44, 4 miles east of Kimbleton, on September 27th of 2013. According to Audubon County Attorney Fran Anderson, 42-year-old James David Gibson of Pedora faces charges that include driving left of center with enhanced penalty and speeding 10 miles per hour or less over the limit with enhanced penalty. Killed in the crash was 79-year-old Doris Akers and 82-year-old Harold Akers, both of Exira. An investigation by the Iowa State Patrol concluded that Gibson was traveling west on a 2012 Ford F-150 pickup when the vehicle's tires made contact with the south fog line and rumble strips in the eastbound lane before Gibson attempted to return to the westbound lane. The Akers van was traveling east on Highway 44 when the vehicles collided. The Exira couple died at the scene. Gibson suffered minor injuries in the crash. Officials say neither alcohol, drugs, weather, or seatbelt use were factors in the crash. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Elsewhere in area news this morning, one person is believed to have been injured during a single vehicle accident that occurred earlier this morning on Interstate 80 near the Shelby exit. According to scanner traffic, a man was unconscious in a vehicle that had entered the ditch off of I-80 eastbound. The accident was reported at around 2:15 a.m. No other details are currently available. No injuries were reported following a car versus semi accident Monday afternoon in Villisca. According to a report from the Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement, a 1987 Pontiac Bonneville driven by 42-year-old William Barr of Villisca was turning north from High Street onto Highway 71 at around 12:25 p.m. when he failed to see an approaching southbound 2008 Peterbilt semi driven by 35-year-old John Goose of Omaha. The semi with grain trailer registered to Cyclone Carriers in Henderson. Barr's car crossed the center line of the road as he looked to the east. Goose saw the vehicle in his lane and attempted to take to the shoulder to avoid a collision, but was unable to do so. The car's left front end hit the side of the semi-tractor in the center area, causing a total of $7,500 damage. Barr was cited for failure to yield half the roadway. There will be a three-way race for the position of Cass County Recorder leading up to the June 3rd primary. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman Monday released the latest list of candidates who have filed nomination papers for election. The information shows three Republican women, all of whom are from Atlantic, are vying for the recorder's job, being left open by the retirement of Joyce Jensen. As previously announced, Mary Ward and Jess Ehrman have filed papers to run. The latest candidate is Shelby Glenn, or rather Shelley Glenn, that is, who filed her papers on Monday. Also, as previously mentioned, Attorney Dave Wiederstein and incumbent Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner, both Republicans, will be featured in the June primary, with Wiederstein looking to unseat Feisner from his job. There are no challengers for the Cass County Treasurer, Board of Supervisors seats in Districts 2 and 3. Those seats are held by Republicans incumbent Tracy J. Marshall, Gaylord Schelling, and Mark Wiedemeyer, respectively. Well, the Audubon City Council last night tabled action on agenda items dealing with the termination of longtime city clerk Laura Hansen and the appointment of Jan Roberts as interim city clerk. Interim City Attorney David Wiederstein had issued a press release late Monday afternoon saying the City Council in Audubon would not be taking action on those matters during the meeting. Wiederstein said that attempts will instead be made prior to the April 14th council meeting to reach an agreement that avoids the forced termination of Hansen's employment. And the Atlantic School Board Monday night approved several recommendations with regard to changes in school personnel. Superintendent Mike Amstein reported Central Office Secretary to the Superintendent, Melinda McDermott, is retiring effective April 11th. Amstein says after posting the position and looking at the transfers, he recommended and the board approved Olivia Newberg, who works as a SAM at the Washington Elementary School, and she'll be McDermott's successor. The board also approved recommendations by Atlantic Activities Director Matt Alexander, which included Mike McDermott as head girls and boys tennis coach. James Northwick was named as volunteer assistant tennis coach. Oren Perkins as assistant soccer coach. Sean Williams as a volunteer assistant boys soccer coach. And Casey Pelzer has resigned as the Atlantic head girls basketball coach, effective at the end of the year. The high school English teacher Elizabeth Huggins has also resigned, effective at the end of the current school year. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Milo Sorensen, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Milo Sorensen will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. G. Lyle Whitrup, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Lyle Whitrup will be today at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sylvia Gazer, age 91, of Westphalia, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial service for Sylvia Gazer will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ralph Jorgensen, age 79, of Kimbleton, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ralph Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Minnie Mae Montang, age 84, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. Funeral services for Minnie Montang will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Broadway United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs, with a luncheon immediately following the services. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral and Cremation Services of Council Bluffs has arrangements. Rodney Dorland Schuler, age 56, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A funeral service for Rodney Schuler will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Anna Margaret Stanley, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Anna Stanley will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Phyllis Ely, age 72, of Lyman, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Ely will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Doris Ditto, age 73, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Ditto will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Mary Ann Hartman Coughlin, age 81, of Elliott, died Saturday at the Montgomery County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary Ann Coughlin will be Friday at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Darlene Arnold, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Darlene Arnold will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Byers, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Byers will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Bruce Yarger, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bruce Yarger will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Harriet Goshorn, age 92, of Urbandale, died March 16th. Graveside services for Harriet Goshorn will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Bill Harry, age 89 of Orient, died Sunday in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for Bill Harry will be Monday at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The News and Funeral Report brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.